Live from the Colorado Media School campus in Lakewood, Colorado, the premier radio show on GoMileHigh.com, this is The Press Box.
Well, I'm all alone here at The Press Box, presented by GoMileHigh.com. No one else is here with me today. I'm your host and your board operator, Dawson Olmsted, here on a lovely, snowy, cold January day. I hope everyone's having a great day out there. Hope all is well. Hope everyone's safe and staying home if they can. The roads were pretty brutal coming in for me today. Definitely didn't enjoy that. I was supposed to be the host of the show today, and I guess I still am. I was going to have Anthony and Jack with me, but poor Anthony's got a heck of a drive. He's got to come all the way from Bailey. So he stayed home, but figured I'd do a little condensed show, maybe half an hour show, talk a little sports. Nuggets got another win last night. I'll start with them. They're 31-13. They look incredible. Just the play from them and Jokic. I mean, I say it like it's a surprise every week. It's not. But you just have to bask in the greatness of Nikola Jokic. He's just playing out of his mind. And he's just such a fun player to watch. They're such a fun team to watch right now. And so I just think it's really neat. Nuggets are playing super good ball. They got the Grizzlies right on their tail, though. So got to keep it going. But I fully expect us to be nothing less than maybe a two seed. I think eventually the Nuggets are going to prove that they're a better team than the Grizzlies. I think we're way deeper than them, for one. And pull away with this thing. Pull away with the West. To be honest with you, the only team I think has any shot at contending with us, in the West at least, because, you know, the East is pretty good too. Boston's going to be trouble. But in the West, I say New Orleans. They're playing really good ball right now. I believe they're only a game and a half behind us. And that's the next time we'll be on the road, is when we play New Orleans. So it will be interesting to see. It's about midway through the NBA season, so it's a little early to start making predictions. Although, in the world of sports talk, I mean, that's all we want to do. But good ball from the Nuggets. Michael Malone was not there last night. I think he has he was in the COVID, if they even still call it that. I think they just call it health and safety protocol. So I hope he's feeling a little better today. Nuggets play again tonight. It's going to be a good game. They play at 8, so it's one of the later games. They're playing Minnesota. Minnesota is the last team to beat us. The only team to beat us in 2023 so far. They have Rudy Gobert. Jokic doesn't like guarding him. It's never fun when Gobert comes to town. I mean, he used to be a Jazz, and he used to give us all sorts of problems. So it should be a good game. I think if the Nuggets do struggle against this team, so they could definitely drop one tonight. But we're on a nice streak, and we'll be home until we play New Orleans next Tuesday. So this is a good time to get ahead, good time to get rest. You don't have to be on the road. Loving the Nuggets, though. Avs are on a two-game win streak. They beat Ottawa, and they beat the Red Wings. They're scoring a lot of points. I mean, the last two games, they've scored 13 points. They're looking good. They're skating faster. I know this hasn't been exactly the year that Avs faithful have wanted out of them, but, you know, not bad considering all the injuries we've had. But we're still getting healthier. I think we can maybe make a run in the playoffs. We got to get healthy now, and it's not looking like, I don't know. It's looking all right. I wish, to be completely honest with you, I knew a little bit more about the Colorado Avalanche, because they're such a fun team. And I remember I just had such a blast watching that Stanley Cup playoff. And I feel like that was the first year where, since the virus broke out, that fan, you know, it was full stadium. It was just the most beautiful playoff environment ever. And not that I wish we went to a game 7, but I think it would have been really fun to have them win it all here in Denver instead of there. But, you know, I'll take what I can get. We got them in 6. The city was buzzing for sure. It was a fun time to be an Avs fan. And that's what's funny about the Avalanche. I actually recently, like of all the Colorado sports teams, I'd say I've been a Rockies fan the longest. And then after that, I'd say Broncos, then Nuggets, then Avalanche. I started going to the Nuggets in 2018 when they were getting good, but no one really knew about them yet. The Avalanche, it was in the bubble because I remember there was just nothing to watch for months, as we all know. I mean, we were watching cornhole on TV. But then the Nuggets come back, the Avalanche come back, and all of a sudden, every day was filled with sports and all sorts of stuff. And watching the Avs in the bubble, I really developed a love for the team. And ever since then, I've been a huge fan of them. I just don't know them as well as the other ones. Because the Rockies, we were going to Rockies games when I was real little. We'd go to a couple of them a year. I think for parents, maybe Rockies games, it's easier to corral your children. I'm not sure. Maybe they're just straight up cheaper. That could be another thing. But Rockies, I've always had a love for them. I always said if one Denver team was, if I had to go to one championship, be that a Super Bowl, a World Series, Stanley Cup playoff, or NBA final, I would want to see I'd want to see the Rockies in a World Series game. I would take a week off work. I would spend so much money to go to even just what game two. I don't care. To be outside in that stadium in the fall, beautiful sunset. I'd love to just see that stadium full at some point in my life. Because the Rockies, I just think, will never be good or never be good enough. And I think a big problem, aside from a lot of management issues, I think a big problem here is no one wants to pitch here. No one. And why would you? It's at altitude. You're going to get fried. I mean, Clayton Kershaw, this is his least favorite place to play. And it's not because we're division rivals. It's because we're a mile up. And what would have been a fly out to right field is a home run here. I can't blame these guys. So I think the Rockies, this is really sad for me to say because I love them. And they are, in the grand scheme of things, a relatively new team. I think the Rockies sell the team in the next 10 years. And I hate saying that. I think they sell them and they either go to San Antonio, maybe Jacksonville. That one seems less likely, but somewhere warm for sure. I think maybe they send them to one of the smaller California cities. I think they could send them to Oregon. Oregon would make the most sense to me because they're lacking in the sports department, or at least they don't have all four like us. But it's just a mid-market team, and you know, people don't go to watch them compete. I've asked around. They go, it's a social event. Unlike the other three games, yes, they're all designed to be fun, a fun experience for the fans. But aside from the Rockies, everyone goes expecting them to win. People walk into the Rockies stadium. They walk into Coors Field, and they're like, well, we're probably going to lose, but why don't we get a beer and a hot dog and try to have a nice night? It's like going to a bar with your friends, going to a Rockies game. And I wish it was more competitive than that. Maybe that's just how people watch baseball, because just the pace of the game. But I don't know. It's kind of sad. I think baseball, you know, formerly known as America's pastime, I think it's the most entertaining sport. I mean, there's nothing more exciting than a baseball highlight reel. And I get it. It's not like that all the time. Games can go on forever. That's why they put in, you know, once you go into the 10th inning, if you're tied, you put a man on second base now. So I don't know what changes baseball needs to make to get their fandom back. I love going to the games, and I will continue to do so. Coors Field is one of the most beautiful parks in the United States, and you cannot convince me otherwise. But they're fun. I think the baseball games, they're a lot of fun, but the Rockies will just never, they'll never be good. No one wants to pitch here, and we need new management like yesterday. But it's just a long road ahead, and I think as far as attracting fans, I think the last thing you want to do is get rid of a star player, and this is old news, but getting rid of Nolan Arenado was really stupid. And yeah, you're sitting there thinking, I know that. You don't need to tell me that. Well, it's just sad because I think he alone attracted fans. And him not being there anymore, it doesn't help going to a Rockies game if you don't know some of who the players are. Some of the stars, you know. So how do we fix this? How do we fix the Rockies? How do we make baseball more enjoyable? Do we make it like the Savannah Bananas, where we implement a bunch of crap so you have no reason to look at your phone? It's always this, that, or the other. There's dancing, contest giveaways, pulling people down from the stands. It's a good question, and I don't really have the answer because I feel like you want to protect the sacred historical aspect of baseball. So the fix there, it's hard to say. I'll still wear purple till the day I die. But I'm excited for baseball to get started. We're about 2 months out from training camp, so it'll be a fun time. And hey, if at least go passively, but go support your Rockies. Keep them here in Denver. This is the Press Box on GoMileHigh.com.
Trying to make plans for this weekend?
I can't wait to see where he brings me.
Don't know what to do to kill time?
Pretty sure you just answered your own question.
Tune in every Wednesday. From 3 until 4.
What you talk about?
Sports. Must-see events. And many more. Woo! Only on GoMileHigh.com.
I'm taking a trip over to Tibet, you know, see the sights, climb a hill or two. But I remember, oh man, I got one guy out here who I actually know. So I give an old ringy dingy to the Lama.
What?
You know, the Dalai Lama, his laminescence,
really?
Flowing robes, grace, bald, striking, really. I says to the Lama, hey, you remember that round I caddied for you down in Shangri-La? Well, apparently some station out in Lakewood taped the whole thing.
Oh.
See, the Lama's a big hitter. Nailed 2 eagles in a row that day. Well, he says, what station could have possibly gotten all the way out to my sacred holy lands, the Shangri? I says it was none other than GoMileHigh.com, Lama. They got the best sports coverage in the state. The Lama actually tips me this time, 2-1. So he pretty much stiffed me again. But I got him hooked on GoMileHigh.com. So I got that going for me, which is nice.
It's great.
GoMileHigh.com.
GoMileHigh, your college radio for sports, movies, and games. Run by students, for students, and more.
Let's see what they can do here from the 5.
Sports news, live games, and discussions about just about everything.
Disney turning their rides and their parks into movies.
So close, so many times, and to have that snatched away.
Come and join us every day for your favorite shows, only at GoMileHigh.com.
Pretty young Popsy, we must make it back to Camelot so I can listen to GoMileHigh.com.
Oh, who goes there?
It is I, King Arthur on his mighty steed. Let me in the castle at once. I must get to my quarters to listen in to the best in Colorado's sports lifestyle programming.
But sir, don't we live in medieval Wales?
No, Popsy, you mustn't ask questions when I'm listening about my beloved Broncos. Ah, GoMileHigh.com.
It's fun to play at the YMCA, and the Alpine sports team will be there this Wednesday from 5 to 7. We are giving out tickets to the Cleveland Cavaliers versus the Denver Nuggets on Friday, but there's a cost. Let me ask you a question. Do you think you could make a basket against a professional NBA player? Well, here's your chance to find out, because Ish Smith will be there waiting for you. It's a $10 entry fee, and all proceeds go back to the YMCA. We're giving away all sorts of great stuff, but the grand prize is Nuggets tickets, so be there this Wednesday, 5 to 7 at the YMCA on 16th Street in downtown Denver.
Desktop, laptop, smartphone, online all the time, anywhere. GoMileHigh.com.
Yeah.
Welcome back into the condensed solo version of the Press Box on GoMileHigh.com. I'm your host, Dawson Olmsted, flying solo here in the studio today.
We got winter weather out there looking real gnarly. The roads, like I mentioned, are still bad. So hopefully everyone's already where they need to be today. Nice at home, safe and sound. I wanted to look into, we just had a crazy weekend in the NFL. Wild card weekend. Now we have that extra game. What are your reactions from the game? It was, and which game, I guess, is the better question. I'm trying to figure out a takeaway that is good enough to say. I'm trying to put it into words because it was Minnesota that bad? How did they keep winning games? They had a negative points differential, but a winning record. How is that possible? I mean, they scored all their... They were a fourth quarter team, sure. But, I mean, they didn't look good against the Giants, and I didn't think the Giants were that good. I thought they were a playoff team. I just didn't know in what direction that they were going to go. What Daniel Jones were we going to see in that game? The Vikings just, they did not look good. I mean, the score was close, but it was not, it was nothing to write home about for Minnesota. They just looked like crap. And now I'm trying to figure out who the Giants are. Do they have it in them to go into Philadelphia and win this game? I don't know. It's a good question because I feel like the winner of that game will probably take on San Francisco. Because I think San Francisco is going to be a tough team to beat. I mean, Brock Purdy, he looks great. He's undefeated as a starter so far. The team's really gelled around him. And I don't know. I don't think Dallas, I mean, they just won their first playoff game on the road for one since 1992. And then Dak Prescott finally, he got his first playoff win, yada, yada. But where do they go from here? Can they go into San Francisco and can they win that game? I think they don't stack up very well against each other, at least not in favor of Dallas, because San Francisco has a mean run defense. I mean, just their defense in general is just nasty. So it's just a curious question. I don't think Dallas gets past them, which leads me to believe that San Francisco will be waiting for the winner of New York versus Philadelphia. Philly's favored in that game. I mean, obviously. But the last time these two met was the last game of the season. Giants, they were locked into that sixth spot. They didn't need to play anybody, and they didn't. And Philly played everybody, and they struggled heavily against New York. So what's the deal with them? I have no clue. I think the Giants, they're not going to lose to Philadelphia a third time. I just have a feeling about it. Because they play in the same division, right? They play each other twice a year. They already know each other's tendencies. Jalen Hurts hasn't played much in the last month. What's he going to look like? I think the Eagles should be worried. I think Eagles fans should be worried. I think this is a trap game for them. And I think they might overlook the Giants and find themselves looking ahead to Dallas or San Francisco. And I think the Giants get them. So that plus +8 for New York, I'm hammering that all day. Because if they lose, they're still not losing by more than 8. That's for sure. I've been riding with the Giants all year long. Now, I think if they can get past Philadelphia, which I'm pretty confident they can, I don't see them beating San Francisco, but I do see them beating Dallas. So, but that said, though, Dallas has played them tough all year. Dallas has kind of owned the Giants for the better part of the decade. That's another divisional game. It'd just be so interesting to see the Giants play two divisional games on their way, or Philly-Dallas again. So in the NFC, yeah, I think the 49ers are going to be impossible to beat. But for the Giants to get all the way, they need Dallas to win this week, and then we can have a conference championship divisional game. That would just be a dream. And what's funny is there's like a pretty high, there's 75% chance that it happens, right? I mean, on paper, four teams left. You get San Francisco out of there, no matter what, the NFC East will be representing the NFC in the Super Bowl. On the AFC side, I gotta first give a shout out to the Dolphins, because the Dolphins, they played maybe the best game they could have played. They gave it their all. They know this Bills team. We're talking about divisional playoff matchups. There's nothing in the world I like more. And this year, we got a lot of them, and I'm so happy about that. They looked incredible. And you know what? It looked like they wanted that game more than Buffalo did, to be completely honest. The Bills just didn't look like... I mean, Josh Allen was not seeing his receivers. The corners for Miami were smothering the receivers. Allen's deep ball just kind of looked off, usually something that's just money. So I'm not sure about the Bills. This entire season, I think one thing we can take away from the Bills... And this isn't exactly fair, because, I mean, no one's perfect. But the Bills do have a chink in the armor, for sure. I think Miami provided a lot of good footage going forward for Cincinnati, who's a much better team than Miami, to defensively disrupt the Bills. I think there's a really good chance that the Bills lose to the Bengals in a rematch of the game that never was, you know. That one's going to be interesting. Either way, though, that matchup is, I mean, that's the future right there. If you look at the quarterbacks remaining in the NFL right now, it's none of the old guys anymore. It's the future or the current. I think Brock Purdy, whether or not he does anything with San Francisco, someone's going to want him, and he'll be a starter. He has a good presence about him. And, you know, one could argue, hey, yeah, what happens when you take him away from that superstar 49ers team? Good question. Fair enough. But he's getting playoff reps, and he looks good while he's doing it. And that's ground enough for me to, you know, he's playing better than Russell Wilson was. I'd rather have Brock Purdy right now. He's younger, at least, for one. You could build a future around him. Russ is here. He's in the twilight years of his career. I'd trade him for Brock Purdy. I would. Tell me why I wouldn't. For one, he'd be way cheaper. Two, maybe he'd communicate with his teammates a little better. I mean, didn't someone ask Russell Wilson for his number and he said to talk to his agent? Did I hear that right? During the season, one of his teammates? I'm riding with Brock Purdy. I'm not going to say the cliche that he looks Purdy. Ah, I said it. No, but he does look good, and 49ers should hold on to him and ride with him. And there will be growing pains, as is with everything. But why wouldn't you like this kid? His stats, he came in and seamlessly took over. And now the 49ers, I think, are going to the Super Bowl. My official prediction is 49ers-Bengals. But, you know, who's going to beat the Chiefs is the real question. Jacksonville looked good, but I think their Cinderella story is going to end in Kansas City. And then I think, frankly, we have a rematch of Bengals-Bills. Or I'm sorry, Bengals-Chiefs in Kansas City again. And I think the Bengals will continue to own that team. They are the only team in the league that has consistently contested Kansas City. And I do not see that stopping. I see it being a very good game, like all the games before. But Joe Burrow has that clutch gene in him. He's been in the big moments. And I think he'll do it again. Which would be, I think, would be really great to see. I want the Bengals to get a Super Bowl. I mean, if you look at the city of Cincinnati, what have they had to celebrate recently? I've always liked the Bengals, and I just don't know how you can't not like Joe Burrow. He's just a killer. Either way, there are a lot of good teams left. Kansas City had a week off, so I think the Jags will play them close. But I just can't see them going into Arrowhead. I mean, they're a young team. Trevor Lawrence, he's never been there before, but he's got that cool confidence about him that, you know, it's really impressive. He just never seemed to panic. He threw 4 interceptions against the Chargers, and he just never seemed to panic. And they came back, and when he was being interviewed post-game, it looked like it was just all going to plan, you know. He never had a doubt in his mind. So I say the play of Trevor Lawrence is very heavy in that game, but I mean, that game wouldn't have been close if they didn't make so many mistakes in the first half. And that brings me to the Chargers. Oh my goodness, what are we going to do with the Chargers? What is the fix for that team? And is this now their legacy? Is this what they'll be remembered for? Blowing leads like this. We'll talk about it on the other side. Press box, go mile high.
Did you know that Club NU in Aurora is the ultimate entertainment complex? Monday nights is free football and darts in the sports bar. Tuesday night is league night. Join the pool or darts team. Wednesday night is ladies night at Club NU. All ladies get in free. Gentlemen pay a $5 cover after 9 p.m. Thursday night starts the weekend off right with a college flashback night. Low price drinks, intro music, and an awesome buffet. Friday and Saturday night, it's the hottest dance club in the suburbs. Club NU nightclub and sports bar is located at 2121 York Street in Aurora.
Hi, this is Anthony from Fersh's Lawn Care in Cleveland. In today's fast-paced world, it's easy to get burned out, and that goes for your lawn, too. Don't let your busy schedule affect the curb appeal of your home. One simple call to Hersh's Lawn Care in Cleveland is all it takes to get your lawn back on track. One of our lawn care specialists will assess your lawn and offer a free quote for your lawn care program. Call us today at 216-555-LAWN. That's 216-555-5296. And remember, at Hersh's Lawn Care, we keep rolling along.
Trying to make plans for this weekend?
I can't wait to see where he brings me.
Don't know what to do to kill time?
Pretty sure you just answered your own question.
Tune in every Wednesday. From 3 until 4.
What you talk about?
Sports. Must-see events and many more. Woo! Only on GoMileHigh.com.
If it's great radio you're looking for, then you're in the right place. Because at GoMileHigh.com, we have tons of shows discussing sports, news, politics, entertainment, community affairs, and much, much more.
Awesome! Tom's awesome!
And don't forget, if you miss out on one of your favorite shows, you can always access our archived episodes at GoMileHigh.com on your own time.
If I'm here and you're here, doesn't that make it our time?
Summer's winding down and pumpkin spice season is upon us. Try the new pumpkin spice cinnamon rolls at the dessert stand. Giant cinnamon rolls filled with pumpkin, nutmeg, ginger, and of course, cinnamon. Pumpkin spice cinnamon rolls have a delicious maple cream cheese frosting and are the perfect treat to get you in the fall mood. At the dessert stand, the homemade fresh cinnamon rolls fly off the shelves. Come in and see what else we have at the corner of Church Ranch and Wadsworth. Order your pumpkin spice cinnamon rolls online at thedessertstand.com today.
Go Mile High, your college radio for sports, movies, and games. Run by students, for students, and more.
Let's see what they can do here from the five.
Sports news, live games, and discussions about just about everything.
Disney turning their rides and their parks into movies.
So close, so many times, and to have that snack to...
Come join us every day for your favorite shows, only at GoMileHigh.com.
Desktop, laptop, smartphone, online, all the time, anywhere, GoMileHigh.com.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to your favorite solo man, solo host, solo co-host, and board operator. I am Dawson Olmsted here with the press box on GoMileHigh.com. On the other side, we were talking a little bit about the Chargers and just maybe more so playoff expectations. And I wanted to delve into that a little deeper as we do our condensed version of the press box today. The Chargers, as of right now, they just fired their offensive coordinator. So where do they go from here? That was one of the most, and look, I've seen comebacks before. That was one of the most embarrassing comebacks I've ever seen in my entire life. That one was almost, oh gosh, I don't know which one was worse. Colts or, yeah, Chargers because it was in the playoffs. Yeah, the Colts, they're blowing that lead to the Vikings. I mean, statistically, yes, that is the worst comeback of all time, or the best, most points. But the way the Chargers just had this game in their hands and completely blew it to a second-year quarterback, a team that was hapless for the last half a decade, really, in my opinion, had no business being there. Yeah, they played good football down the stretch. But much like Tampa Bay, they were only there because their division was really bad. So, I don't know where the Chargers go from here. And what's funny about them is my entire life, and even before then, the San Diego / LA Chargers always had talent. They've never had a shortage of talent. It's never been lacking wide receivers or a decent quarterback. I mean, Phillip Rivers, I think he's teetering on the Hall of Fame. I don't know. But he was always solid. You always took him seriously. But they just could never get anywhere in the playoffs. I mean, Tom Brady bullied them in the 2000s. And then now they just get bullied in their own division. And they win incredible games. And then they lose games that just leave you with your head spinning. I was really bummed when they left San Diego to start. I don't think LA needs any more anything. But yeah, that was such a treat. How do you intercept the opposing quarterback four times? You're sitting on a 27-point lead and you can't just freaking put it away. How do you let them back in the game? I mean, it made me happy that I was a Broncos fan and that we got to sort of just duck out with our tails between our legs and just, hey, get them next year. But to have these expectations, not to mention, speaking of the Broncos, they played Mike Williams against us. They're starting receivers. They played Eckler, and they had Herbert out there in that Week 18 game here in Denver that they lost. They didn't even win the game. They were locked into, talk about stupidity and pointlessness. They were locked into their final spot. That's where they were going to be. They were going to be a 5 seed. And they still played their starters. I'm sure the coach tried to explain himself, but I don't even want to hear it. As a player for the team, I'd be like, do you even care about me at all? So, in a lot of ways, I was saying this earlier to somebody. I think the Chargers are kind of the new Lions. Because I think the Lions are going to, I think they're going to have a bright future. I see them taking over that division, truthfully, finally. I know it sounds crazy, but Minnesota was exposed, and I think they'll be good next year. But I think the Lions will have no problem taking care of them. And if Aaron Rodgers leaves Green Bay, which it's up in the air, it's being talked about. No one knows yet. He said on the field, someone wanted to do a jersey swap. He said, I think I'll keep this one. Was that his last game in Green Bay? And if so, that leads a massive, massive vortex of power in the NFC North. because the Bears need a lot of work. They have the first overall pick, fortunately for them. Not quite sure what they're going to do with it, but I don't see them being good next year. Who else besides the Detroit Lions? And when the Lions leave, they must be replaced. And who will that be? Boy, I think it should be the LA Chargers. Just a franchise. I mean, pass the torch to another franchise of just utter misery. Playoff failures. And if you look at them, they're actually very similar teams. Detroit has never truthfully lacked talent, save maybe a few years before Stafford came along. But one of the best receivers I've ever seen in my life, and maybe he doesn't have the numbers to do it, but if I just look at the talent alone, Calvin Johnson, what a career he could have had if he'd gone anywhere else. He retired 10 years ago, and I think he had more in the tank. What was he, 31, 32? And we saw what Stafford could do. The Rams are having a bad year this year, but, I mean, he won a Super Bowl last year. They just suck the life out of these really talented players. I'm shocked that Keenan Allen's been there this long. And the next question is, are they going to waste Justin Herbert's career? Justin Herbert could be up there with Josh Allen, Joe Burrow. He could be part of that next quarterback class. I don't include Mahomes. Mahomes is like a half tier above Josh Allen and Joe Burrow in my book. But below Allen and Burrow, I think I have Tua, Justin Fields, and Justin Herbert. And I think Justin Herbert, out of the three of them, has the best potential to join Josh Allen, at least in my little world. He's got the arm talent. He's mobile. All of them are. There's no more Tom Brady's or Peyton Manning's. Those quarterbacks just won't make it in this league anymore. It's just too hybrid now. So where do the Chargers go from here? I don't know. I'm mostly just reacting to that crazy blown lead. I mean, I turn the game off. I don't turn off football games. I turn that game off. And then I check the score while we're watching some could have been a cooking show, not sure what. And it was, oh, it's 30 to 20. Oh, here comes Jacksonville. All right, they made this interesting. But I had no way expected them to win the game. It's just crazy. It's just, I don't know. But going forward, we have some fun matchups. This is a fun time of year in sports, really. We're about to hit the All-Star break in hockey and basketball, but got college hoops on. Houston's back at number one. Kansas State just upset Kansas, number two ranked Kansas, in overtime last night, 83-82. Fans rushed the court. You just got to love this time of year for sports. So plenty to talk about. NFL most of all, but moving into the spring, you know I love March Madness. There's nothing better than March Madness because I just love waking up and having sports be on. You don't have to wait all day. They kick off tip-off games at 9:45 in the morning. I mean, what's better than that? You have an excuse to have a ditch day. I just love it. I think it's awesome. But yes, exciting things coming up in the world of the NFL. I think a lot of fun games. I'm excited to react to them. I'm excited to watch them. My picks are in. You heard them here first. Bengals over the Bills, Giants over the Eagles, Niners over the Cowboys, and definitely Chiefs over the Jaguars for sure. And we'll see where we go from there. Those are my picks. I'm trying to go 4-4. Let's see how I do this week. I've always been a believer in the Giants, but definitely want to thank everyone for tuning in today to the Press Box on Go Mile High. quick little solo show. Wanted to do at least 3 segments, get some get my thoughts out there in the world, and just talk about all the fun things going on. But we should have a full crew back tomorrow. We got Nuggets tonight. Tune in at 8 o'clock on ESPN. Thank you all for joining me. This has been the Press Box on GoMileHigh.com.